in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast and
they be slow.
No matter which way the economy turns, up or down, you need a trusted advisor to always give you the news straight and always protect your best interests. That trusted advisor is certified income specialist Steve Jurich. Looking for smart, real-world advice? Talk to Steve today. Plan, invest, insure, retire, and stay retired. Now back to the A-Team. Certified income specialist Steve Jurich and Sinclair Noh, right here on Money Radio.
Welcome back to Mastering Money, heard every weekday here on Money Radio. Right after business for breakfast from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., Mastering Money brought to you daily by best-selling author and certified income specialist Steve Jurich.
How are you doing, everybody?
Steve heads IQ Wealth Management in Scottsdale, a registered investment advisor and fiduciary with asset custodian Fidelity Institutional. And Steve is a local hometown advisor with national resources working with him and standing behind him. Steve's professional team offers expert assistance with the management of dividend-paying equity investments, income planning, annuity planning, IRA rollovers, life insurance, and estate planning. It's time now for the Mastering Money Q&A session. And today, Steve and I will provide the Q's, while Bobby Martin will be providing the A's. Bobby Martin is president and co-founder of Vertical IQ and co-founder of First Research. He is an entrepreneur and an angel investor, and the author of a new book, The Hockey Stick Principles, The Four Key Stages of Entrepreneurial Success. The Hockey Stick Principles by Bobby Martin. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I kind of get the idea. It's if you look at a hockey stick, you've got the blade of the stick down there. And so you go along as an entrepreneur for a little while, just kind of flatlining it. And then at some point, the stick turns up like the chart, and all of a sudden growth takes off. Is that the basic idea behind the hockey stick and comparing it to a chart of growth?
Yeah, you got the metaphor correct. It's actually, I plotted 172 successful startups of all types, and a vast majority of their revenue growth curves, as you say, plotted over 7 years, took the shape of a hockey stick.
Mm-hmm. So they go along for a while, and that's that overnight success that we hear about, somebody who's gone along for several years trying to figure out how to get to that point where they really can accelerate growth. What is it that they're doing in those years, the blade years of the hockey stick, if you will? What are they doing to get to an inflection point where growth can take off?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, the blade years, which are those years of low revenue, low growth, where you're trying to figure things out, actually, according to my study, lasted about 3 years on average. So you would think a good idea would take off quickly, but for whatever reasons, it takes actually about 3 years. Now, some of the things people do during those important blade years is they work very hard on two things. Number one, identifying a market, which may sound pretty straightforward and simple, but when you have a new idea, it's not super clear who your best market is. And then the second thing they do very well is work very hard and tweak their business model until they find basically a system or a process by which their product could be sold for a profit. Mm-hmm. And it sounds pretty straightforward and simple, but it actually requires a lot of persistence.
Oh, yeah. Bobby, you have a background in commercial banking, Bank of America, and then you sold a company by the name of First Research. Tell us a little bit about First Research.
Yeah, sure. First Research was an idea I had as a banker in the 90s. I was a calling officer, and I realized that the more I knew about a business or industry, the better my call would go. So, you know, being pretty young in my 20s, meeting with business owners and knowing nothing about HVAC contracting, for example, or very little, it was tough. So I started creating these industry cheat sheets for me as a salesperson. They were mostly questions I could ask, intelligent questions to understand the business. And that evolved into these pre-call preparation industry profiles that became First Research. And we had tens of thousands of sales professionals using them. And then I sold it in 2007 to Dun & Bradstreet.
Yeah, for a cool $26 million, I see. That not bad, my friend.
Thanks.
So you experienced the blade and the turn upward.
Yeah, I absolutely did. And then, of course, through my other startups as well and angel investing, I have those same, I guess you could call them stages. And if you understand the stages going in, if somebody out there has a really cool idea and they have a good understanding of the stages and what to expect, their chances of success go way up. I mean, you've read the 90% of startups fail and this type of thing, but quite frankly, I searched hard for those statistics, and I could not find a true study that showed that high a percentage failing. I believe if a founder is willing to put in 3 years and has the financial wherewithal or some way to use sweat equity to figure it out, that the success rate goes way up, to my mind.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just a matter of 3 years of hard work.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else that gets them to that growth inflection point where growth really starts to take off. What have you identified as one of the key elements to really turning it around and hitting that growth point?
Yeah, like I say, it's identifying the market and then also creating the business model. More specifically, especially around creating a business model. So many founders of good ideas, they start out and write a business plan, and they think through all the aspects of a business plan, or business model, I should say. How should this business actually work? So they think through it very carefully, and then they get into it, and they force that particular idea that they just started with too hard. And I think that, you may have heard of the book called The Business Model Generation. But it breaks down have you heard of that before?
I have heard of it, yeah. I've not read it.
Yeah, it's really outstanding, but it breaks the business model into 9 elements, and you can go check those 9 elements out. But I think, to answer your question, I think the most successful founders are outstanding at looking at all aspects of their business during those blade years until they figure out what really makes that business tick. And the other thing they do is they make their existing customers, which are sometimes during those years just a few of them, not a lot of them, very, very happy. And there's something very powerful about that. When you focus on those existing few customers you have, sort of contradictory, then you have a much better chance of success. Whereas if you just go out and say, okay, I've got those 50, but let's go out and get 5,000 more.
Right. No,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, I think you can look your next customer in the eye when you're treating your current customers well. And, this idea of business plans, I mean, they're obviously important, but you and I both know of many companies started, bakeries or restaurants or beauty salons that people didn't really have a business plan, but they knew what they were doing, probably followed the same hockey stick principle, but they did it on guts and instinct. Of course, when you're trying to go super big, I mean, you're going to need a business plan. What you review a lot of them, I guess. What are you looking for in a business plan?
Well, first of all, I'm not that big on business plans up
there
front.
You go. Yeah.
So I'm really looking for somebody who, of course, has thought things through. I mean, I think that's absolutely the key. But more importantly than anything else, that they showed a lot of progress. And I think progress is what creates funding, not business plans. Founders who come in and they say, we've accomplished A, B, C, D, and E, and then they come back a month later and say, okay, now we've done 5 more things. And that propensity for doing things and doing things well is absolutely key. And you also asked about what enables people to get to that growth inflection point. Another one is market identification, and I think that a lot of the most successful founders focus on one market but with flexibility. I mean, sometimes they go in thinking one market is clearly going to be their home run, and it turns out to be something else.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the challenges presented at each stage, and yeah, I get that the blade years, the starting up is tough, getting to that inflection point is tough. The fourth one, though, is surging growth. That's the fourth stage. There are challenges there as well, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where so many really great businesses fall apart. And that's where management becomes so important. And the best founders are able to manage their companies, and that's a different skill than starting a business. So you have to be flexible there as well.
When are you coming in as an as an angel investor, in the blade or in the neck or the actual hockey stick area?
Well, different angel investors do that differently. I'm early stage, so okay. Beginning of the blade years is when I
gotcha.
That's when I get involved, because then I can own a bigger chunk of the company.
Gotcha. What's that mountain in the background on the website there? Where are you there?
It says about, I'm in North Carolina, so that's the Appalachian Mountains. So,
there you go.
Pretty yeah. Good.
HockeyStickPrinciples.com is the website. The book is The Hockey Stick Principles, The Four Key Stages to Entrepreneurial Success. The Hockey Stick Principles by our guest this morning, Bobby Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, I had a great time. Thanks for having me
on. You bet, Bobby. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
And here I would have thought that he was from Canada.
Yeah, he sounds like a Carolina guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a Carolina guy. Interesting book and an interesting idea of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around. We've got more to cover as Mastering Money continues.